Well, we're back. Pierre Wolf is the host and producer of The Good Life and America's Dining and Travel Guide. It's a great pleasure for me to welcome you to Talking Travel. How are you today?
Well, it's certainly a great honor and a great pleasure to be on TTRN, and it took Jordan to accomplish that.
Well, I was just before we brought you on, before we went to commercial break, I said, don't go away, because I'm going to introduce my newest best friend, Pierre Wolf.
You can say that all over again. And, you know, it does take strange places. But I want to talk a little bit about myself, if I may, and not sound boastful, but give your listeners an idea who Pierre Wolf really is. Would that be all right, boy?
Let's do just that.
Okay. Well, I was born in Alsace and fled over to England, make the story short, escaping the Nazis. I ended up in England, and I thought the Germans would follow me right over there in World War II. And consequently, of course, I was volunteering at the ripe old age of 15 to the Free French, found myself on a troop ship going over to Egypt. Right for Rommel was waiting for me in 1942, spent 4.5 years with the Allied forces, speaking German and French, became quite useful. That took them a while to find out that I could do that.
And you did it at 15, you did this.
Right. And I was so afraid that the Germans would come over that I joined, and I lied about my age, 16. They took it in, and anyway, I ended up with the British 8. Upon the conclusion of World War II, I wasn't discharged immediately since my last name begins with a W. They went by that in service. And in 46, I kind of was worried about meeting the real life, namely civvy life, as we called it.
Right.
And Roy, somebody rather smart, a brigadier general of the British Army, said, Wolf, he couldn't say Pierre, so he said Puree and Pyre, and I preferred them. I said, sir, if you don't mind, call me by my last name. And he said, what are you going to do, Wolf, when you get out there? And I said, I really don't know. I have no education. I have no high school education. I'm really worried about getting out there in civil life. He said, so are 10 million other soldiers. You're going out. What do you like to do? I said, I'd like to travel. Oh, he said, wouldn't we all? Do you think it takes money? I said, I assume it would. He said, well, that isn't going to get you anywhere, but I got an idea, he said. I got an idea. Maybe you want to join the Merchant Marine and I'll help you. I was a young lieutenant, got a field commission during World War II.
Right.
I said, how am I going to get into the Merchant Marine? Scrubbing decks and painting hulls of ships? That's not what I want. He said,
yeah, nobody wants that.
No, the cruise ships. I said, cruise ships? What did I do there? He said, learn how to cook. Long story short, in 1947, I was on the Caronia, the Green Goddess, as she was called, part of Cunard, a very venerable ship sailing the Mediterranean, and learning a brand new trade. In winter, I would attend a school in Switzerland, the Hotel and Restaurant School, Ecole Hôtelier de Lausanne, of Lausanne, quite famous. And while I was doing that, I was sailing all over the Mediterranean, back and forth from Southampton to various ports like Malta and obviously Italy, called on Brindisi and Sicily and so forth, and Greece, and then into the Middle East like Beirut and Haifa, then still under British control. The Mandate, just like Jordan, Jordan, by the way, where you and I met, Roy, was called Transjordania, was formed after World War II, and the British, were in control, whereas Syria and Lebanon was under French control, and Iraq also was British mandated. But make a long story short, sister of mine survived the war in England also. She fled at the same time, married an American, Lieutenant General, who was a chemist, ended up in Denver, Colorado, sent an email and said, email? There wasn't any. She sent a quick notice and saying, what are you doing there in Europe floating around on a ship? Come on to Denver. I had to look this up on the map as to where Denver was. Never heard of it before.
Now, what year was this, Pierre?
This is now 1949.
Okay.
And I'm having a wonderful time. Unlike you, Roy, I like the females.
Oh, my goodness.
And there were plenty of them on the cruise ship that were lonesome.
And like me, you like food.
And I love food. So she convinced me that there was a school where I could finish my studies, namely Denver University, with its hotel and restaurant management school. Short story, I had visited various parts of the Middle East, spoke a number of languages, been to Petra before, where you and I were just recently. Anyway, ended up in Denver, Colorado. And she also added that very few good restaurants existed at that time in the mile-high city of Denver. The venerable old Brown Palace Hotel offered me an opportunity to learn the American way of cooking, which was quite different with all its various expressions and names for food. And, you know, I ended up, Roy, would you believe a French-trained chef ends up on the breakfast shift at the Brown Palace.
Now,
listen now,
before you go, you've got all this on the job training. This isn't school.
The school was on the side.
It was on the side. Gotcha.
And Denver University.
Right.
I would be going to school at free time,
right,
working and studying all at the same time.
Okay.
So my day was quite full. But I want to tell you about this breakfast shift, which was funny. The only reason they asked me to do the breakfast shift at 5 a.m. with a French chef in charge of the kitchen, because nobody else would show up. The American chefs would be drunk at that time and still in bed. So he put me on the breakfast shift, and now they were calling in the orders by loudspeaker for my dining room, which was two stories up.
Oh, my.
And it had to do with hotcakes and waffles. And believe me, I never heard of hotcakes or waffles. I had no clue what pancakes were, dollar size or other size. It was a total disaster. Nobody ate breakfast that morning. I just want to give you a little idea how I got into the restaurant business.
That's terrific.
I was offered the position as a chef. I started out in Littleton, Colorado, and became the chef of a venerable restaurant, and it was opposite the racetrack. Met my wife. I was there 9 years, became chef owner, opened the venerable, now long gone, Quorum Restaurant, which lasted 30 years from 1960 to 1990, and right opposite the state capitol. At that restaurant, we received our first national award. I was one of the leading restaurants in Colorado, and we served presidents like Eisenhower and Ford and Kennedy's and all those that visited, and many, many movie stars and travel writers like Roy Lowy would come by probably and grace my establishment.
Yeah,
anyway,
thank you.
I built a reputation and ended up calling my cousin, who had also immigrated to the United States, and I said, hey, we need you. I want to get another restaurant. We bought the Normandy. We had the Patio restaurant first, left that, opened the Quorum and the Normandy, and finally opened Tante Louise. I had four different restaurants, all award-winning, all first-class. And Tante Louise lasted 33 years of Quorum, 30 in the Normandy, 42. Now, what has that got to do with radio, my good friend? Roy
well,
Lowy?
That was going to be my next question, my
now,
good friend Pierre Wolf.
So, while I was still at my first restaurant called the Patio Lamez, the Patio restaurant opposite the racetrack, first restaurant, now it's 1958, I had a steady customer who had his own ad agency. Now, you must remember, I didn't know anything about radio. I didn't know the language. When you say sponsor, I didn't know whether it was something to eat or what it was. I didn't know anything about radio or television. And he would come back, the representative, he was the president of an agency, ad agency. He said, Pierre Wolf, you talk a lot. I'm doing that right now on TTRN all over the world.
Wouldn't have expected anything less.
And he said, you know what? You know so much about food. I got a sponsor. I said, what's that? He said, never mind. Why don't we do radio? I said, how many martinis have you had before? I had my chef's cap on. I was busy. I said, what do you want to eat? He came every day and asked the same question. Finally, he dragged me over to one of the radio stations and said, cooking with Chef Pierre. And the sponsor was the Greeley Gas Company, a company here in Colorado that produces gas. And he said, I want you to tell everybody why you're cooking with gas rather than electricity. My career in radio was started. 1958. Almost 50 years.
Amazing.
From then to black and white television, KRMA, our public television station, 1961, opposite Ben Casey, 1 hour show. Nobody was viewing me. Who would look at Pierre Wolf cooking when there was Ben Casey? Would you?
I don't know. Now I would. But
at anyway, my career in television lasted till about the year 2000. And all alongside that, continually radio, and I branched out to business talk radio, where I'm now doing a national show. It's heard every Sunday, 3 to 5, if I may mention that. And you, of course, are going to be part of it, Roy Lowy, with TTRN. And it's called America's Dining and Travel Guide, heard Sundays 3 to 5 Eastern Time on Business Talk Radio Network.
And I might add, we're very happy to be a part of that.
Yeah, you are, and we already had Peter Flaherty, who reported on India.
Right.
I'm very much looking forward to one of your members of the board, so to say, of TKRN.
We call him
Bob Fisher.
He's our associate producer. And
Producer. He's over in the Czech Republic, and it should be very interesting to hear. I've been to the Czech Republic.
And I hope he's listening.
I hope he's listening, which is great. And thus, my career in radio has now expanded almost 50 years. And television I gave up because it's rather difficult to do television when you travel a lot. I've been around the world. I was asked to be a guest chef beginning about 20 years ago. A guest chef is performing for passengers on cruise ships. And therefore, I was afforded the opportunity to sail the world and not pay for it and have a wonderful time meeting people, seeing places, meeting people from all different countries. And I have circumvented the world by about five times. The only continent I haven't been to is the Antarctica, nor the Arctic Circle. So
good title for a book, Pierre. Seeing the country or traveling the country and not paying for it.
Yeah, you know, obviously you have to perform, but it was a pleasure for me to do cooking demos. And now, for instance, Holland America has installed these kitchens where guest chefs such as Pierre Wolf perform in front of the audience, one of the more popular pastimes while you are at sea. Naturally, when a ship calls on a port, most people will disembark.
Right.
But anyway, the short and long of it, I'm in Denver, Colorado, and we are going to begin a show called The Good Life.
Yep.
And in conjunction with TTRN and Your Good Graces. And now, hopefully, I gave a sort of a picture as to who I am and what I'm doing.
Well, it's interesting because obviously I'm familiar with your show and some of the things, but I wasn't familiar with the fascinating background and how it all came together. And probably there are a lot of your listeners aren't even familiar with that, but they will be because this will be up on our website forever, if there is such a thing.
Yeah,
as forever.
You archive it forever. I must say, on my website, which is Pierre Wolf, the Wolf is spelled with an E. Just look at TTRN, you'll find me there in form of a caricature. It's yellow.
Right.
If you click on it, you come to my site, which is www.pierrewolfe.com, and you can see all the pictures and sites, and TTRN, obviously, the smiling face of Roy Lowy. And we hope to start The Good Life, which will be on the Internet on the 2nd of December. And you will be part of it, my friend.
Well, and the other thing we might mention, Pierre, is that your radio show is syndicated, and it airs on somewhere between 40 to 80 radio stations.
Yeah, we are up to 82, and we also just were picked up by Lifestyle Talk Radio with 12 more stations. That's a replay of my show Sunday evening, and it's from 10 to 11 Eastern Time, so Lifestyle Talk Radio picked me up also.
Right.
It's a replay of one of my hours from the regular show, which is Sundays 3 to 5 syndicated, as you said. I just picked up Bakersfield, California, many more stations, and it's just a tremendous amount of fun to share with my listeners not only your great talents and correspondence in TTRN, because you got many very, very interesting people that you deal with, but on the other hand, mine is also food-oriented, Roy.
Well, that, I think, is an important factor, and I think we'd like to do a little more of that on my show as well, and it's something that we should chat about. And I'm wondering if we should take a moment and mention Mr. Five Star.
Indeed. Mr. Five Star is in... I almost forgotten he would never forgive me for that, you know.
Well, he's out of town, so he might not know.
He is leaving as we speak, winging himself towards... driving to Orlando and then flying to Reno. I'm sorry, to Las Vegas, rather.
Right.
And the reason he is doing that, there's an inaugural flight from Las Vegas by MaxJet, M-A-X-J-E-T, MaxJet.
Right.
They've been flying for about a year, and they're unique. Are you familiar, Roy Lewis?
Yeah, they're an all-business class, is that
they
correct?
They're an all-business class. They fly out of New York and also Dallas, Washington, D.C., and now an inaugural flight from Las Vegas to London. He, Ron Kreider, my co-host, Mr. Five Star, who has his own site, and soon there will be a publication, a deluxe publication for deluxe travel, very upscale, because that's what Mr. Five Star stands for, and I nicknamed him that, and then he had the gall to sell that after I named him so, and he didn't cut me in on it, so I'm still a little upset about that.
Well, we'll find a way around that one.
But he is a wonderful guy. He's winging himself over to London. He'll be staying at the Goring Hotel or the Capitol. There are two hotels where these people will be staying, namely the Correspondents. This is an inaugural flight from Las Vegas to London, and basically the fare for business class from New York, Dallas, or Las Vegas is $1,499. Now, rounded off to $1,500. Business class, $1,500?
Absolutely.
That's what you pay on economy.
It's almost what you paid for an upgrade.
Or what you pay for an upgrade.
Exactly.
So that is a deal. He will be reporting this coming Sunday on my show, namely America's Dining and Travel Guide, again heard 3 to 5 Eastern on Business Talk Radio Network. And he'll be reporting not only about the aircraft, the conveniences and the amenities of the flight. Since this is inaugural, the president will be aboard, the president of MaxJet. And then he will report on the hotels and the dining. It's a short trip. He'll be back on the 6th of November.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing that one. We might also mention that the website is MrFiveStar.com, I believe. Is that correct?
Indeed it is.
Right.
The Five Star is Ron Kreider.
Right.
He has his own website under Ron Kreider, but it's mostly technical since he's also a radio engineer and a personal site. But Mr. Five Star will be a publication that will be probably out by the first of the year, even though I'm not quite clear about the publication date.
The show should be good. I'm really anxious to hear what he has to say about this in-flight
service.
You
know, I want to tell you how much I appreciate, Roy Loy, not only meeting you as such a congenial and fun fellow, and we seem to have so much in common, but also thank you for the opportunity to be your guest on TTRN. And obviously, when we start our show, we certainly want to connect with you, and that should be coming along on December 2nd. It's called The Good Life. It will be broadcasted primarily Denver and Colorado as such as a state, 11 to 1 Mountain Time. That would translate naturally 1 to Eastern Time. But then the network is available to us 24 hours a day, 24/7, as they say. So obviously we can put some of your people, as well as yourself, on our show, The Good Life, on Saturday, as well as America's Dining and Travel Guide on Sunday.
That'll be just great, and we have the information up on our site now, in fact.
Yeah, I resigned from Radio Colorado Network. I have to change my website. The webmaster seemed to be in a seminar, not available yet, so that's sort of outdated information currently, but it'll be taken care of very shortly. And I'm very excited to be able to broadcast over the Internet, because the world is listening not only to TTRN, but also to us as we speak now and in the future on our own show called The Good Life.
You're absolutely right, and it's a great step up on your behalf. Now, let me just mention that next Wednesday, we are going to present a one-and-a-half-hour special on Jordan, on our trip that we made to Jordan.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, and I believe I got a notice from you.
Yes, and we would like you to be a guest on that show.
Right.
You'll be receiving some information as soon as we get it all together. But basically, as you know, we went over to Jordan, and we were there for, 12 days at least, wasn't it?
Yes, and you know, I must comment on that now, even though we want to save some for that special next week and not jump the gun. But I had been to Jordan while landing with a cruise ship in Aqaba, which is at the tip of Gulf of Aqaba of the Red Sea.
Right.
And from there we were offloaded onto a bus from the ship, and it's called Shore Excursion, and went to Petra. So my trip to Petra was the second, and I had the fun time driving along with you with a one-eyed horse. Do you remember that?
Sure do. We've got some photos up there somewhere. Ron Kreider took a slideshow. We've got to be able to get that so we can link to that.
Did you get it already?
Well, I mean, I saw the original one.
Yeah, that's all there is at this point.
But we ought to somehow link it to our site so our once it gets all cleaned up, so our viewers and listeners can.
Let's see. Next Wednesday is the 8th of November. So he should be back by then.
Right. Well, what we're going to do on the show, we're going to have lots of photos. We're going to have lots of comments. Peter Flaherty will be on board, yourself and some others. Hopefully, Giselle from the Tourist Board. We may even have
the guide,
the ambassador. I don't know if he's kind of
Ibrahim. Perhaps not.
He's a good point. I'll send him an email and see if we can get him as well. And as you know, we had a great time, and it was a wonderful trip.
That and more, because it is an interesting country, and we had a fantantastic experience, a five star, like Mr. Five Star.
Mr. Five Star.
You think?
Definitely a fascinating and beautiful place.
Right.
Pierre, we look forward to chatting with you again and joining in on our Jordan special. We've got to go for now, and thank you once again for joining us, and I'll talk to you soon.
And I want to thank you, and good luck with TTRN, and our relationship will flourish and grow. Thank you, Roy Lloyd. And thank you all the listeners that listen to TTRN every Wednesday with their production. Thank you for letting me be your guest.
Thank you, Pierre Wolf. Bye for now.